Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to November 10th, 2021. With Carl and Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They'll be here later today at 8 o'clock, talking about what's going on over there with COVID and all the other things that are happening. My gosh, what a day. It's the Marine Corps birthday, and we will be down at noon, and you are invited. Everybody's invited to come down to the United States Marine Corps birthday ceremony. It'll take about 30 minutes. It's going to be at the Veterans Grove down at the Civic Auditorium. We'll have seating. We'll have a tent out there just in case, but it's not going to rain. Never rains on Marines. And at the conclusion of the ceremony, cake. Birthday cake. Yeah. It's all set up. All you have to do is show up and do the appropriate things. What are the appropriate things? Stand up for the National Anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. That's about it. And the invocation. Then you sit down and enjoy yourselves. Pipers, bagpipers are going to be there. Presentation of the colors. It's going to be a great day. Starts at noon today. And Jared's here with me, and we were having great discussions before before the show started. We found Gavin.
That we did.
That we did.
Not where I wanted to find him.
Where's Gavin? What's the weather look like?
It's currently 52 degrees. Today, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 61, a low of 47. Tomorrow, for Veterans Day, it's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 71, a low of 47. Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 73, a low of 50. Saturday, a high of 75. It's going to be mostly sunny with a low of 50. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 73, a low of 48. And on Monday, partly sunny with a high of 68 and a low around 48. And it looks like Tuesday we have a slight chance of showers. So
okay.
We'll get back
in. Yeah, that's okay. You know, we get sunshine. We can dry out. We can walk outside. And then get some more rain. We need more rain. Thank you. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I was with Chuck Kenny last night. We went to an event. It was a hunting guide out of, he lives in Minnesota, but he guides in Alaska, and he takes out people for all types, everything from caribou to grizzlies and the brown bears, hunts on Kodiak Island. And the, it was extremely interesting on how Christianity has touched his life and the things he's gone through. He was not born again when he was like 15. It took him a while to hear the things he was talking about. But the, also the hunting stories he talked about people not giving up. People, you know, it's called Trusting Your Guide. He has a YouTube. The name's Billy Moses, and it's called Trusting Your Guide. And it's hunting stories, and he takes puts a camera on himself out there and gets permission from his clients to put this on YouTube. But the stories he tells and how a plane came in to pick them up and flipped over. And the it was in the snow. The pilot crawls out. He goes, wow. He says, okay. Let's get this fixed. So they call another plane to come in and drop ropes and a propeller to him and a shovel. And they end up, they flip the plane over, take the old propeller off that was bent, put the new propeller on, and he flies it out of there. And they had to clear the gravel bar for about 100 yards so he could get the, so he could land the plane and then take the plane off. And then the next pilot came in, landed in the spot that the hunters and the guide had cleared. I mean, literally cleared something of probably 30 feet wide and 100 feet long. And they had to, at the end of the runway, had to walk around in the snow to cause indentations because you have no depth perception because of the snow. It's so smooth. So you have to walk around in the snow at the end of the runway so they get an idea where the runway starts. Great stories. Today, Jake Mangus will be joining us here in a few minutes. Then we're at Cornerstone Community Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yesterday, we were joking around about where's Gavin? Okay, Jared. You know, he wasn't there at the climate conference. This is supposed to be, a huge thing. You know, California's taking the lead and all these things. This was a chance for him to be on the international stage, and he didn't show up. Now, there were all types of conspiracy theories about it. He had taken the vaccine, his booster shot, and some of it was that he was down hard, that he was on a respirator someplace in an unknown place because of the booster shot. No, that wasn't it. Nobody could figure it out. And then he was seen. And he was seen at J. Paul Getty's granddaughter's wedding. She's a billionaire. Why is she a billionaire? She inherited a lot of wealth from the family. They're all oil. It's all oil. As you know, Nancy Pelosi and the group in San Francisco, they're tight. It's, I won't say an incestuous group, but it's a very tight group. They marry among themselves. And also at the wedding was Governor Newsom was there too. And of course, when you read about this wedding, how much money this thing cost, how much, and, you know, the extravagance of it. Well, they've got the money. Nancy Pelosi presided over it. Of course, there were no masks there because everybody was vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I doubt if everybody there was vaccinated. However, but Gavin showed up there. The next statement was that he was getting ready to leave, and his kids came up to him and said, "You're not going to miss Halloween, are you?" And as Governor Newsom said, he said, a lot of things have been going on, you know, recall elections, all these bills, all these things that are happening, and all this, and I realized that I really needed to spend time with my family. So he sent the lieutenant governor to the climate conference. So if you were wondering where he was at the wedding, and he was out trick-or-treating. Can you imagine there's a knock on your door? Some kids dressed up, cute kids. Kids are always cute for Halloween. And standing behind them with a wine glass is Governor Newsom. Glass of wine, trick-or-treat. Well, what's the trick? I'll raise your taxes, 25%. Whoa, here's some wine, but there you go. I don't make this up. The other thing is during this conference on global warming, how horrible it is, and of course, we've talked about it yesterday, China and Russia didn't even show up for it. South Africa's already said, we're not going to follow these guidelines. Are you crazy? China newspaper, their state newspaper, the Global Times, said on the day 7 of the COP26 climate conference in Scotland that coal output has reached the highest levels in recent years, so China's vast array of carbon-spewing coal-fired power plants can ensure energy supply security and residential heating during the winter. Well, that's, I can understand that. You don't want to turn off the power like we do to people in the middle of summer, so you don't have any air conditioning and such. China, the world's worst polluter by far, built three times as many coal plants as all other nations combined in 2020. When power shortages and rolling blackouts begin hitting China's industrial centers in the fall of 2021, the Chinese government ordered an all-out campaign to produce as much coal as possible from both domestic mines and foreign suppliers. And John Kerry just announced that by 2030, the United States will not be producing coal. Yay, John. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, and the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. They are 15 years old. They hit the ground running, and they have been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They'll be on today. They usually send a business in that they've been helping. I can't wait to see who it is. We'll be right back. 7:15 in the morning and 51 degrees.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Welcome back. Welcome to the Marine Corps birthday to November 10th, 246 years old, and sometimes when I get up, I feel that old. So welcome back to the show here at Free Fire Radio. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, And today is another special day for Jake.
It's true. My baby girl, Cece, is 9 today. And it was important. That's an important date,
yeah,
obviously, to mark the time for the Marines. And also, you know, being in a Marine family now with married into one, my wife's father and brother were both Marines. And
I expect, you know what, bring your little girl down there. She's going to get a piece of birthday cake
we
today.
We are proud of their service. And now being an Air Force dad, which I know is a long stretch from a Marine.
They're serving.
We're,
you know,
super,
what?
Yeah.
It's all the same.
My wife and I decided we would start a tradition this year, and we purchased the entire series, Band of Brothers, which I know is about Easy Company, and we just finished it last night. And you remember that series, probably. It was back,
yeah,
what, 2001,
no,
something,
yeah,
like that. It just does an unbelievable job. And it's hard to not get that lump in your throat in many of the episodes. But the way that it ends, where they actually have the people who are being depicted in the movie interviewed, this Greatest Generation, and the guy says, you know, Grandpa, were you a hero? And Grandpa answers, no, but I served in a company of heroes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There was another one called The Pacific also, about the Marines fighting in the Pacific, of course.
Sure.
Based on two books written by, and this was a lot like Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
It was the real people, what they went through, and then they did the same thing. Interviewing the people that were there and what happened to them after the war. That,
yep,
was the big thing. And one main character in this had no contact with anybody,
sure,
for like 30 or 40 years, and then came for one of the reunions. It was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here today. Chamber of Commerce, so many things happening around here.
True.
But the big news today, the Consumer Price Index, mm-hmm, surged 6.2%. Inflation is taking off. When we fill out those surveys, which are good surveys that you and Golden Valley Bank put,
sure,
out.
Sure, yep, the economic snapshot, yep.
You don't take into, I didn't take into account the surge in inflation there. I mean, energy prices up 59% in a year. And then food, gas, everything going up as high as it has.
Yeah.
Impact on business.
It's been a big impact. We do unofficial surveying of our members, just kind of talking to them, what's the biggest concern right now, and then also surveys that I take through our chamber association, and it's, you know, what are all of your members saying, and the two largest things, the biggest issues that rise to the top are people and products. It's staffing and supply chain issues, and part of this, I think one of the consequences that we were anticipating was that we would see an increase in goods as a result of the stimulus money flowing around throughout this country. But then also, when you got supply chain issues that couple that, there's a scarcity of goods, so we're paying more for everything right now, and that is affecting our businesses. Let's say that their business rebounded to pre-pandemic levels, or maybe flattened off. But if everything is costing more, they've got to increase their sales to get to that net that they maybe got to before, if they were so fortunate as a business to have a positive bottom line at the end of the year. So it has had a significant impact on our businesses, and we've seen that particularly in food and beverage. You know, you go out and you go to the grocery store and you see the price of eggs or milk, these commodities like that, and then also at restaurants with how much your pancakes cost at Black Bear Diner. It's one of the things that Bruce Dean's talked about for years.
Well, you know, Bruce stopped talking about the $15 an hour wage because,
yeah,
he was adamantly against it.
Yep.
And he said, you know, with COVID, we just blew through that because of the lack of people working. And we're still having problems with that.
But the
supply chain,
yes,
this is something that should concern everybody. This is something that is man-made. We caused this,
yeah,
through our lack of ability to be able to move things. The unions fighting like hell to prevent automation there that would help,
mm-hmm,
move things through because it would cost jobs.
That's what I was thinking about, too, was what kind of innovation is going to come out of this?
Well, there's got to be something.
Yep.
And then truck drivers not allowed in for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
The CARB thing. All of these things. And
And yet it's been, what, 60 days? Has it been that long? I think it's been close to 60, and you still got hundreds of ships backed up, and now they're talking about finding the ships. Why would you find the ships? You know, they are offloading these things, and they're putting them in neighborhoods, the containers.
Yeah.
Is, you know, what kind of impact does that have? You know, they say we have to have, oh, we have to accept less for Christmas, or Thanksgiving won't be quite the same.
Sure.
I mean, but these are all man-made problems we've got here. Yeah.
I've heard also, I mean, I agree with that, and I was asking a friend of mine who's a car dealer, because of the chip shortage and how that's affected the ability to get the cars completed and off the lot. Cars have computers throughout them these days, and also, you know, the key fob that unlocks and locks your car and so on. And he just kind of chalked it up to a simple time a year and a half ago when a lot of automakers said push the pause button on production because they were concerned with the global pandemic that there wouldn't be the demand and they would have a glut in the market of vehicles. And then when that didn't prove to be the case and they tried to ramp it back up again, a lot of those chips were spoken for by others.
Yeah, well, in Taiwan, which makes most of the chips, they shifted their chip production over to software companies. And then when the automakers came back, all those chips, like you said, had been bought.
I don't know the exact reason for it, but I know it's related. We do have a business in downtown called Softech, and they're that really nice looking orange, gray, black building near the railroad tracks, kind of behind the Riverfront Playhouse. And Jay Dunlap, the CEO, gave me a tour, and he said that the chip crisis internationally has been really great for their business. They've been able to, you know, I guess, what do you call it, onshore a lot of this for companies of a certain size. So they found their niche, and they're growing, and they want to hire people, and that's why I go back to staffing being one of the other challenges. So when we're talking to the county and we're talking to the city of Reading, we had a meeting with Barry Tippin last week, actually, and because remember, we went to the city council. He had proposed $1.5 million to Reading area businesses by way of small business grants. And the council said, we're going to wait on this because we didn't get the final guidelines yet from the Treasury Department. And that's true. But what it does is it gives us a chance to retool. So what we came to was perhaps the best strategy would be to consider giving grant money to businesses that were targeted for something, you know, like staffing, like hiring incentives, like employee retention, let's say, because not only are you trying to attract talent, but you know that the guy across the street's trying to take your people from you too. So if there's a way that you're able to offer bonuses for staff or a hiring incentive that on day 91 they get a check for $1,000 or $2,500 or whatever the amount is, that's got to be good for our community, and it's a targeted way of making a difference for business. Because I don't believe that, even though overall sales tax is up and a lot of these other key indicators are up, I know that there are a lot of businesses on Market Street, USA, let's say, that are still struggling, and it's usually the smaller operators, and also restaurateurs. Yesterday, last little story is that yesterday, decided to have lunch with Joe Comente, the chair of our board of supervisors. We were trying to decide, where do you want to go to lunch? And somebody in my office said, why don't you go to Carnegie's? And I said, we can't. Why not? Because they're closed today. No, they're not. It's Tuesday. And I said, they're closed. They're closed because they're short-staffed and they couldn't open. So that's an issue. That's an entire day of lost revenue. And we've seen that throughout our local restaurant industry. I mean, Dan Burger's an example of one that got attention from the hearth. Yeah. You know, deciding we're going to take mental health days because our staff's work to the bone because we're short-staffed. So that's a problem. So I think that there still is a need out there in our community with the smaller retail operators and restaurateurs where they would benefit from an infusion to help get them past this.
Well, this is interesting, too, because a lot of small businesses worked their buns off during this thing. They tightened down everything. And because they did that, didn't do things they needed to do, like upgrading computers.
Sure.
Or something like that, upgrading their software, because things were so tight. And because of that, they didn't lose 50% like some businesses. Yeah. They only lost 8, 10, 15%. Well, that's off their bottom line.
Sure.
And when that happens, they don't fall into that group that says, oh, no, you know, you obviously need, you know, because of what happened, you need help. Because they work so hard and to keep those costs low and to keep their people paid and to keep their people there. So they, because of that work, they don't fall into
any
types of help.
That's true. And we're going through, companies to retain their reputation go through audits, and we're going through our annual audit with the chamber. And so when you're in with the Ford Reading Foundation, our 501c3, and you look at it and you go, you know, numbers do tell a story. And and so when you look at that spreadsheet, you know, you can see what does the revenue look like? What are your expenses? What's your net income if you were so fortunate? And so we know that it's not as simple as saying, well, business is up overall, so nobody needs any more help. And if they need help, then they must not be good operators. That's one of the things that really irks me. So,
well, that was said, wasn't it?
That was the impression.
Was that said at the city council?
I'm not sure if it was said at the city council. That was we get the impression when we talk to people around town that aren't in business, that sometimes they think, well, with all this federal stimulus money and the SBA and all this stuff, then they should be taken care of. And if they haven't been able to make it now, then they must not be good operators. So,
yeah, so they shouldn't get any help. We're just throwing bad money after good.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love for one of them to say that out loud.
Yeah, so.
I mean, no, just say that and talk about people that are restaurants.
I do think, though, when you're talking about, you know, what our elected officials are thinking about, I think, they should be thinking about, and I think they are, on the county level and also in our local cities, return on investment is the question, right? That's a subjective conversation, but maybe if you could apply some objective metrics to it. It's the difference between, okay, we've got $35 million at the county through the American Rescue Plan Act, and we've got $19 million at the city of Reading from that same source, burning a hole in the pockets of these local public entities. So do you invest that in infrastructure, or do you invest that in programs? If you give to businesses, what are you going to use that money for to assist business? Is it in workforce development? Is it in staffing, hiring incentives? Is it in marketing and reminding the community to shop local? That, I think, is a mantra that we always bring in that drum. And I would say love don't pay the rent is what I heard from Sonny and Cher years ago.
Yeah.
So we can love our small businesses, but I think people make decisions with their wallet oftentimes. You know, it's with their vote and with their wallet. We hear that all the time. So it makes a bigger difference for a business to get a check, I think, because that there isn't expense-related.
They've got to also look at things like upgrading your capabilities. And, you know, and when you upgrade capabilities, that allows you for a lot of the business here, upgrade your capabilities allows them to compete at a better level with national or corporations.
The resiliency piece.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you.
We've also got a workshop, right, with the Northern Riverfront Project that's tonight. So that's an interesting conversation.
Yes. Okay. Well, I want to get into that. Hey, have you been sleeping lately?
Okay.
Are you having a problem? If you're having problems, maybe it's your mattress. And if it's your mattress, you can fix that. And during this time frame, Sleep Number is having a great, great sale. We've had our Sleep Number mattress for over 8 years. I can't tell you that how much we appreciate the night of great sleep. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the middle of the night, you lay there and you think about, oh, gosh, what are things going on? When I wake up in the middle of the night, I go back to sleep. When I wake up at 3:05 in the morning, every morning, and I'm trying to figure out if a train's going by, at that time around between 3 and 3:30 or what. And I just wake up. But then I roll over and go to sleep. It's my sleep number bed. I can adjust that mattress to the firmness that I want. Linda can adjust it to the firmness she wants. For example, my sleep number setting is 100. I've got it at the firmest it can be. And Linda's sleep number setting is 35. How do you, if you had one mattress, how do you do that? You can't. You know, it's some kind of compromise in the middle. Well, you don't have to compromise with Sleep Number. And right now, don't miss Sleep Number's Veterans Day weekend sale. You can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. That ends next Monday, November 15th. Our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down. Talk to the pros there. Lay on the beds. You won't be sorry. What a great Christmas present. It will last forever. Okay, I can't say it'll last forever, but it's going to last a long, long time. Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been in our city since 1967. They are a strong business that's expanded. They deliver fuel oil, kerosene, you name it, throughout the western United States.
Good chamber member.
It's a good chamber member, but they're also an employee-owned company. The CEO there, Bill Casparino, came up through the ranks, and as did Dana, the chief operating officer there, and she's come up through the ranks also. And they're the people you want to see for the Toyo heater and Toyo water heater, so you'll have your home heated and hot water throughout the winter, and they guarantee that they're going to get it to you. That's SST Oil, remembering their past and looking to the future. They're always looking for great employees. Give them a call at 241-1167. Ask them about the CFN card, the Fuel Network mm-hmm. card. That is spectacular. It works so well. Jake, there's going to be as you know, the big news. There's so much big news going on.
Big news
everywhere. Let's go to Nick first. Okay, Nick, thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for going to me first. I'm going to read something to Jake and get his opinion, and I'd like to reserve my right to ask another question.
One question.
Jake, I've got it, too, for me. Jake, I've got in my hand a letter from Justine Lehman from Forward Reading Foundation, you guys.
Yeah.
As a recipient of the Shasta County CARES Act COVID-19 Business Relief Grant, you are required to self-certify as to whether or not your business complies with Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. This is an addendum to the application you filled out in 2020. You must be ADA compliant in order to be eligible to receive this grant. And there's a form to fill out. Failure to complete this form could result in requiring return of the grant funds you received. The key here is this is added on a year later. What's your opinion of this, Jake?
Well, I can tell you that it's it was a requirement of the contract that we had between our organization, the Forward Reading Foundation, and the County of Shasta. One of the stipulations in the requirements for someone to qualify to be considered to receive the grant was that they were to be ADA compliant. Now, the reason why we didn't include it in that application was that the CARES Act does not require that as a prerequisite for funding. The City of Reading utilized the same funds in their process, and it was not a question asked on the City of Reading application. So
if I may interrupt, this wasn't required when you got the money. This is a requirement from the government. So they are adding it on after they gave the money.
No,
so my question is, what's to keep them from adding on
they
to
didn't,
your employees?
Let him finish.
Nick, they did not add it on. It was included in the contract as a requirement for us to ask the applicants, and we did not do that, so it was our fault to not include that in the original application because it was our interpretation that it was a boilerplate statement that's in all county contracts, which we believe to be the case, but because it was in that contract, we had to now, according to our auditors, which are, you know, auditing the program, we had to, in good faith, reach out to the recipients and ask them to click whether or not they're ADA compliant, and we said the word could result in requiring the return of the funds. We don't anticipate that being the case. It's just something that we had to do that was recommended by the auditor that is going through the program. So that's what it is. But ultimately, it's our fault as the administrator of the grant program for not including that in the original application.
You know, that's a really good answer, and I can accept that. Thank you very much for explaining it.
Yep. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, it was missed. I got that yesterday, in fact. Nick called me about it. He'd seen it. I said, I haven't seen that. Well, I got it yesterday. We're ADA compliant. It was easy. Click. send it back to you.
And we've received, of the 475 grants, roughly, we've received about 300 responses to this point. And it's an annoyance, and it's something that we did not want to have to do, but it was admittedly, our goal was to expedite the process, get the money out into the business community as quickly as possible, and it was something that I overlooked.
Well,
yep.
Okay, so you took the spear in your chest here, and I think we can put it to rest.
Okay, good.
Because,
Let's do it.
That's it. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back. Let's talk about the meeting that's going to be, is it tonight?
Tonight, 5:15, City Council Chambers.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff Wurst is the expert when it comes to repairing windshields. He doesn't take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. Jeff can fix it. He guarantees his work for life. It's a veteran-owned business. You will not be disappointed. He fixed my windshield 14 years ago, and it is still can't see it. Still going great. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, so he also provides a free inspection and analysis. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Worsting, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Our Heroes Dreams. Please join us for an exceptional evening this November 13th. Help us make a difference in the lives of our local veterans, law enforcement officers, and first responders. This is an excellent night of fundraising dinner, motivational speakers, and a live auction and raffle. For ticket information, call Mike at 707-287-2939 or Patrick at 530-222-3223. And let's make the difference in our heroes' dreams this November 13th.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a wonderful Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Our menu includes prime rib and a roasted turkey carving station with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Various seating and table options starting at $150 plus fees. For seating times and table selections, call 1-800-280-UWIN. See windriver.com for details. Thanksgiving is better at the river.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Oh,
my family away from my Carolina home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the state studios of KCNR. How do you get this so that you turn me on exactly when I stop talking about one thing and start on Welcome Back? How do you do that?
I'm just watching you. I don't know if you noticed, we had a policeman just drive by and flash a light.
At us?
Literally just seconds ago.
Oh, at us?
Yeah.
Well, there's there fire on the mountain.
That.
that song always makes me think of Madison Bumgarner in the 2014 World Series Championship, because I know that was his song in the locker room after the game.
Okay. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. There's a big meeting tonight.
This is
like the third one?
That's right. Third of four community meetings, inviting the public to come in and learn about the, well, unsolicited proposal that the city has not yet, you know, negotiated or anything like that, about the Northern Riverfront property, and that's that 45 acres where the Civic Auditorium and the Reading Rodeo Grounds currently exist. And I was in a meeting yesterday with, I bet that was Brian Berg that flashed that light then in the window, because I'm getting a text from our friendly neighborhood police officer. But anyway, so in a meeting yesterday where I learned more about some of the facts of the matter, and this is a long, long process. And what I learned was that the city council could make the decision to enter into an exclusive negotiating agreement with the four entities that have come together on this unsolicited proposal: Populous, K2, Turtle Bay,
right,
and the McConnell Foundation. And then it would give them time to consider all of the options. And another piece of this that I think is really important is any kind of a transfer of ownership of the property, that likely wouldn't even be on the table for 4 years, something like that. So we're not talking about selling the property at this moment. It would be
it take 4 years?
There would be a lot.
First of all, you have to make it, I know you have to declare it surplus.
Yeah, there's the Surplus Land Act, and
but that only takes like 6 months.
Yep, I've heard 3 months to 6 months on that. But there would be a negotiating time when the partners involved would have to figure out what would make the most sense. I mean, and when they talked about selling the property versus leasing the property, what I heard yesterday from one of the partners was, well, in all likelihood, we're not going to, our best case scenario wouldn't be to own all of the property, because some of this wouldn't make sense for us to own it. It'd make more sense to lease.
But some would.
Yeah, and some would. And
the reasoning I heard behind that was that after, if you've have a 50-year lease at 20 years, you've got to go in there and rehab it. And getting the money to be able to rehab it when you've only got, you know, 20 years left on a lease is going to make it harder. And then what happens when it hits the 40th year?
Yeah, I have no, I don't know all of the nuances of it, really.
Neither do I.
But I would say that right away, when, like everyone else in the community, that saw this in closed session at the start, I thought, wait, what a sec, what parcels are these? And then I saw the parcels, and I immediately thought of Bennett Gooch and the Reading Rodeo Association. I thought of Cameron Middleton and the Asphalt Cowboys, and I thought of Julie Dyer and Advanced Reading operating the Civic and wanting to know, did they know about this? And they didn't. So the chamber is a convener, right? So I made sure right away that I got a meeting set up with Julie Dyer and Advanced Reading and the four partners, and also Bennett Gooch and Cameron Middleton and the partners, so they could talk about this. Because if you're a Reading Rodeo Association member and you see something like that happen, you're concerned that maybe they're going to come in and kick you out or try to do that. So what I witnessed in the exchange was, that was not the case. The K2 folks and McConnell Foundation, they all said, hey, we understand the importance of the rodeo to our community's culture, its history, its heritage. It's a Hall of Fame rodeo. It's been around for more than three quarters of a century. We want it to be a part of this. But what they've talked about is highest and best use of property. So that's where people can maybe get in the twist, because you think, wouldn't it be cool if we had a state-of-the-art facility that had a beautiful view of the river, and the Sundial Bridge could be used for the rodeo a couple of weeks out of the year and be the best stop on the rodeo circuit, and certainly it could be even be the best place to see the rodeo in the country. And then could also be used for many other things throughout the year that generates commerce and attracts people from out of the community, more than just those 2 weeks out of the year, or the occasional other event that might happen there at the current rodeo grounds. I know Bennett and the team, they've wanted for years to have a long-term lease so they could invest in that.
And you said you would not give it to them.
And so,
which is unusual.
Knowing that, I know that Bennett, reading in the newspaper like all of us, he's looking for a forever home. He wants that to be the forever home for the rodeo, and that makes total sense. If you're in his position, that's what you want. And the Asphalt Cowboy said, we support the Rodeo Association, and we want to be included. We want to be we do not want to be displaced from where we are. So that's why they have meetings like this. That's why it's important for people to turn out and to voice their opinion, to listen to the details, and see what you think about it.
Yeah, and if you don't, if you have questions, this is a great time to do it. But after it's over and the decision's made and you didn't say anything, and a decision's made and you don't like it, I mean, if a great preponderance of people are one way or the other, I mean, the city council listens to that.
Yeah, they do.
Richard, good morning.
Good morning. I have an idea. Speaking of leasing the property, how about McConnell Foundation, who allegedly is worth over $300 million? I don't know. However, how about they develop the land? They develop a lease partnership. They can monitor and manage the land just as a private entity manages the Civic, and then McConnell can reap those profits. But the land remains in public control. That is the key here, folks. Public control, where your freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to carry a concealed weapon are still intact. So, hey, thank you so much for
that's a good point. Today. Those are good points.
That is a good point. And yeah. I think Richard's spot on with why the city council made the decision to have four community meetings.
Yeah.
And this is not, it's not like, oh, you got four community meetings and this is done. No more community engagement. We heard from you. That's it. No, that's going to be a constant. They can decide to enter into an exclusive negotiating agreement for those very things that Richard just mentioned, leasing versus owning, which you can slice and dice the 45 acres that are in question any way that, that you can. And then enter into a master planning process where you decide what uses are going to be allowed, what won't be allowed, another bridge over the river, for example. I mean, when you think about it, you look at a map, the McConnell Foundation owns the property across the river, too, like where the Casablanca Motel used to be and Tenor's Liquor Store on North Market Street. So in my mind's eye, I'm seeing, and this is just me thinking about it, which is scary, but like Sundial Bridge Drive, you know, it goes past the rodeo grounds itself, and where the boat launch is, that could be a spot where you could see a bridge go across, and it could become sort of a parkway that connects into, I think, Quartz Hill is what it is, over to North Market. And that,
so another way of getting in and out.
That would be
it.
Another way of getting in and out, and it, yeah. On a map, it sure looks like it's inviting a bridge to me.
Well,
so.
They also, from what I understand, want to take that boat ramp and make it, I mean, really enhance.
Correct.
The boat ramp and, you know, put, you know, things out there.
Yep.
You know, a fishing shop or something like
yep.
that, because so many people
yep.
use it. We don't want to see anything happen to the rodeo. I know
no.
that Dan Knott is
I'm right
really
there.
Strong on
yep.
on. Keeping rodeo. He grew
yep.
up here. He
Daniel and Alan Knott. I mean, you even think about Lee and Judy Salter of the, Lee of the former McConnell family, right? They've boxed seats at the rodeo every year. So, you look at that and we do recognize, I write about it every year probably, Red Rock and Lane Frost and the Hall of Fame Reading Rodeo. We're
yeah.
proud of it. And the pancakes
we should
and everything.
Be. We should be. This is a tradition that brings, by the way, if you just look at money, it's the largest money maker. For Reading, also, from what I understand, too,
well,
for events.
It does bring in, it does create a lot of revenue that week. I know Cool April Nights is another big one, attracting
yeah.
people from out of town. And then when you've got the other thing, right, I've got to catch up and find out did the council make a decision on the lease extension with the Civic Auditorium because they were considering a 10-year extension.
Yeah, it was supposed to be last night.
Yeah, so I've got to catch up on what happened there because
I didn't see anything on that.
That's parking demand and all of that.
That's quite a relationship there too. Well, that's one of the things that's kept the rodeo grounds from doing things is because they have no say on the parking. It all belongs to Advanced Reading.
Show up tonight 5:15 at the Reading City Council Chambers and listen and let your voice be heard.
Okay, Jake Mangus, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks,
and
Carl.
Your time.
Happy birthday to the Marines and to my daughter Sienna.
The Chamber of Commerce Hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it just happens that Shasta Regional Medical Center is going to join us right after the news.
Okay.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Supply chain crisis.
The administration has announced new investments in U.S. ports, hoping to make the supply chain faster. Ports have been a major focus because of ships waiting to dock and a shortage of truck drivers to haul goods, delays that have led to inflation. Today, the president visits the Port of Baltimore to highlight the types of investments that his administration believes will help unclog the supply chain. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Inflation continues eating away at Americans' buying power. Consumer prices soared 6.2% last month. Compared with a year earlier, Americans now grappling with the highest inflation rate since way back in 1990. Unemployment applications fell last week. The number of Americans signing up for jobless benefits dropped to 267,000.
The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 4,000 last week. The four-week average of claims dropped by nearly 7,300 to 278,000, also a pandemic low. Altogether, 2.2 million Americans were collecting traditional unemployment benefits the week that ended October 30th.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. He's taken the stand, Kyle Rittenhouse, now testifying in his own defense in Kenosha County Circuit Court. Rittenhouse standing trial in the shootings of three people, two of whom died during last year's rioting in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Rittenhouse argues that he acted in self-defense. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in the red. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 28 points. The NASDAQ is off 62, and the S&P trading 5 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Germany is dealing with an aggressive fourth wave of COVID-19. The BBC's Jenny Hill in Berlin.
Alarm bells have been ringing for days now as case numbers soar. Nearly 40,000 new infections were reported in the last 24 hours, a record high for Germany. Hospitals in some parts of the country report that they're getting close to capacity. And today, one of Germany's most well-known virologists issued a grim warning. Christian Drosten said that if nothing was done to mitigate the fourth wave, a further 100,000 people could die. Germany's health minister has blamed those who are not yet vaccinated for the current surge in cases. 16 million people over the age of 12 aren't immunized.
The World Health Organization reports coronavirus deaths rose by 10% in Europe in the past week, making it the only world region where both COVID-19 cases and deaths are steadily increasing. News and analysis at townhall.com. Couple of recounts appear likely in tight Virginia House races.
Days after Democrats conceded control of the Virginia House of Delegates to Republicans, they walked back that concession as two key races in which the GOP hold razor-thin leads appeared headed for recounts. As of Tuesday, vote counts show Republicans with 50 seats and holding slight leads in two additional seats that have still not been called by the media. Democrats have 47 seats and are leading in one other district that has not been called. In both districts where Republicans are leading, the margin is under 0.5%, which allows candidates to request state-funded recounts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Britain's Prince Harry sharply attacking the failure of social media companies to challenge hate online, revealing that he warned Twitter's chief executive ahead of the U.S. Capitol riot that the site was being used to foment political unrest. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're here 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, the Marine Corps birthday. And at noon today, we will be celebrating the birthday. It's not going to rain. We'll be at the Civic Auditorium down at the Veterans Grove. Presentation of colors, honoring our oldest and youngest Marine in the area, national anthem, and at the end of this, birthday cake. It'll take about 30 minutes. So come on out. We have chairs. We have a tent out there just in case. And pipers at the end. Three pipers. So, Jared, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 54 degrees, and the forecast has slightly changed since when I last read it. Now it says slight chance of showers, then partly sunny. With a high of 61, a low of 50. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 72, a low of 49. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 74, a low of 53. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 75, a low of 53. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 74, around low around 51. Monday, high around 69, a low around 50. And then Tuesday, a slight chance of showers with a high around 62.
Okay. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business. Propane all comes out of the big tank, and I think down around Stockton. But it's the customer service that makes a difference, and that's where Shasta Gas Propane shines. Their customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We've had to change this whole week up because of all the things happening, and one of the things I really love about Casey Fatch, who is the CEO up there at Shasta Regional Medical Center, is your flexibility, buddy. You know, when
just like a yoga instructor.
Yeah, I tell you what, we call you Bendy. Bendy Casey. I call you and say, can I switch you to the next day? Yes. I mean, that's it. It's not, well, let me think about it or anything like that. I said, yes, I can do that.
Well, I am a committee of one.
Oh, well, you know what?
That's all I can say.
I like that. It's good being king, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
But, you brought with you today Dr. Kent Brousset and Dr. Matthew Allen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so...
Carl, first I'd like to say on behalf of all three of us that we'd like to say a shout out to the vets.
Well, thank you.
Seriously.
Tomorrow, of course, being Veterans Day. Yeah. And you know what? And going up to a veteran or seeing a veteran or somebody you know is a veteran, just saying thank you just like that
Absolutely. Is
more than enough.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is most of us feel like it's an honor. It was an honor to serve this country. We probably have a different viewpoint than a lot of people who have never served and have never left this country to see how wonderful the United States is. And when you go to other places, and usually when we go to them, it's because there's been problems. But or you've been able to be stationed in other countries. And ones that are considered, you know, like first world nations, but they still have their problems that we don't have. It's
right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get into that,
no,
but
here we are.
It is. We want to thank our veterans tomorrow. In fact, we'll be down at Crown Motors tomorrow morning for our salute to the veterans. We'll have a number of veterans being on the show. We'll have Simpson University coming on talking about their veterans programs they have there. So that's where I'll be tomorrow morning. If you want to come on down, bring a cup of coffee, get on the show. Okay, what are we talking about
today?
We
are talking about lung cancer, and this is Lung Cancer Month, and we've had some significant, I should say, technology and providers come to the Reading area over the last couple of years, and so I thought we would talk about, Dr. Allen's got his new office, Valor, over on Dana Drive. That has actually what we call a vault in it.
That's true.
And a vault.
Quite a. Well, you
I can't wait to hear this.
You certainly want to get locked in that thing because it's pretty thick and pretty. It's impressive technology and does a lot of treatment for targeted, specific cancers. And then Dr. Brissett is here with us as he's been on the show before and the master of the robot and able to do a lot of work for people with lung cancer and
are we talking about
the Da Vinci
XI? Yeah. So I've heard such everybody I talk to is just absolutely they just can't believe
when
the abilities it gives doctors.
I thought I'd bring them in together because they do work together in what we call a continuum, right? And so it kind of depends on who you see first and how the treatments are going, but then also getting that screening, getting that low dose lung scan on the CT scanner that identifies that cancer in early enough stages to where these guys can really help you out with good outcomes.
If the way I understand it, doctors and laymen here, that lung cancer is so deadly is because it by the time you discover it, it's already got its foothold in there. It's already made its landing. And is that true?
Historically, that has been true, Carl. One of the big differences...
This is Dr. Allen.
...that we've been seeing for the past few years is that we're able to do more to find lung cancer in an earlier stage. So several years ago, two landmark studies came out showing that CT scans for lung cancer can reduce deaths from lung cancer and just reduce deaths overall, so improvement in overall survival. And that's really changed the landscape. What's happened in the past, about two-thirds of patients were advanced with locally advanced or advanced lung cancer, stage 3 or 4. And now these patients can be seen at early stage 1. So Dr. Brissett can go in and operate. That survival is 90% for some of these early stage lung cancers compared to, 10% for some of these stage 3 and 4 patients in the past.
Okay. Now, the new technology we're talking about, what is that?
So one of the newer things just as far as the screening landscape is it's low-dose CT scans. So in the past, they've looked at chest x-rays for lung cancer, but that hasn't really moved the needle in improving outcomes. But these are just low-dose CT scans that can be done. And so they're for high-risk groups. So typically it's patients 50 to 80 years old who have at least a 20-pack year history of smoking. A pack year means if you smoke a pack a day for 20 years, you have 20 pack years. If you smoke two a day for 10 years, you have 20 pack years. So patients with 20 more pack years who are still smoking or smoked at all in the past 15 years benefit from CT screening. So if they go ahead and get CT scans and we find the lung cancer, those patients will live longer. They live longer by going through the screening.
What do you mean by low dose?
So it's a little different than a traditional CT scan. So in the past, a lot of those patients might have been getting contrast, and they would have had a little bit more radiation given with a scan. So this doesn't need contrast, and they can do lower doses of radiation for the scan.
Oh, okay. I see. So. Okay. And Dr. Brissett, well, how's that impacted on you? I mean, you're the one that goes in there.
Well, unfortunately, we still see patients, even though they would have benefited from low-dose CT scan, who didn't get one, and on a preoperative x-ray, for whatever reason, a mass shows up. And at that point in time, you go through the staging process, which is trying to define it how far advanced the cancer is. But if those patients, some of which have non-operable cancer at that point in time, would have had a low-dose CT scan at some point, prior to that, they would have been an operative candidate, and the outcome would have been much better.
Okay. And people lose lungs from this. I know was it John Wayne had a whole lung taken out from that, or a big portion of his lung, but that's how they tried to, that's the way it was treated before. I mean, it was kind of a, we're taking it all.
Well, I think in the past, surgery had a large role in treatment. As time has gone by, studies have better defined which patients benefit from surgery and which ones are better treated by the radiation or some other treatment option. The scope of surgery has changed dramatically in the last 20 years with the advent of new technology, specifically the robot. We are able to take out smaller portions of lung and get very similar, if not better, results.
Okay.
Because of the technology we have. So to take out a whole lung anymore is uncommon. It still happens on certain occasions with patients who have advanced localized lung cancer. But we've moved to much smaller resections now because the technology allows us much better visualization in the operating room.
And that's the Da Vinci Xi that allows you to go in there. It's very precise. It's three-dimensional, very precise equipment you're using. That you're in there operating using technology.
Well, Da Vinci has different generations of robots, and the Xi is the most recent generation, which does have a lot of advantages from the previous Si version.
Okay. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Dr. Brissett and Dr. Allen and Casey Thatch. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, if you've been thinking about redoing your bathroom, your kitchen, or any of these things, give Estate Granite a call at 241-STONE. Mike Huber's been doing this for a couple of decades and does wonderful work. He did our kitchen. I will just tell you right up front. And it's truly, his work with granite was just a work of art. You can trust Mike, give him the keys to your house, and just leave for a few days so that he keeps the dust down and does all the work. And he has just finished a job with Enjoy, the store, putting in all their new countertops over there. That's Estate Granite. Learn more at estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Eco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Light. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting to be Christmas time. You're looking for the right gift that will make the rest of your year, either make up for this past year or make next year really good. Go to Four Winds Jewelry. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center today, the CEO, Casey Fatch, and Dr. Kent Brousset, and also Dr. Matthew Allen. And Dr. Brousset is the surgeon that works on people who have lung, and we're talking lung cancer. But Dr. Allen is a radiation oncologist who has something called the vault. What is the vault?
Well, the vault is the room that contains the linear accelerator. So I'm a radiation oncologist, and we use high-tech equipment to treat cancers such as lung cancer with radiation. And in our field, it evolves rapidly. So as I was telling them at the break, unfortunately, we've made the Da Vinci Xi the second most expensive piece of equipment in Reading from a medical standpoint. But we have a state-of-the-art equipment, the Versa HD, which is housed in the vault. And that's essentially a big room lined with concrete or lead that patients get treated in with radiation treatments. And so one of the big changes for lung cancer, particularly early stage lung cancer, instead of making patients come for 6 or 7 weeks, we're often able to treat those patients with just 3 or 5 treatments, a very high dose, very accurate radiation treatment, which we couldn't do in the past.
Wow.
So for some of those patients,
a linear accelerator. You say that?
That's what it's called. Those are, or we call it a LINAC, but that's what makes the radiation we treat patients with. So Dr. Brousset may have somebody who may not be a surgical candidate, and I'll see one of those patients. And it used to be that they might have to go for 6 or 7 weeks, but now we can do 3 to 5 treatments of radiation for them, and the cure rate is much better for those patients compared to conventional radiation. So
I've always heard that people donate hundreds of millions of dollars to things like breast cancer and colon cancer and things like this, but they don't donate as much to lung cancer. Is that true? Because a lot of people still believe that lung cancer is caused by the person themselves.
Unfortunately, there's still a lot of truth to that aspect, that lung cancer has significantly less funding compared to breast, prostate or colorectal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the deaths from cancer, lung cancer has more people. It's about 135,000 people died from lung cancer in the United States this year. That is more than breast, prostate, or colorectal combined.
That's what I mean.
Because 80-90% of cases are related to smoking, I think that there's been, unfortunately, a stigma associated with that that is perhaps led to decreased funding for lung cancer. Although we are seeing, I think, the pendulum start to swing, but historically that has been true.
Okay. Dr. Brousset, when they get to you, have they had all the rest of the treatments, or are you just part of that treatment plan? Like, do they go and they see Dr. Allen, and then from there, they need to go further? Is that what usually happens when they come to you, or what?
Well, the typical patient at some point in time has a lung mass identified on some kind of an imaging study, either a chest X-ray or a CAT scan, and that gets the ball rolling. So a referring physician may have a patient who has an abnormal chest X-ray. They call the office and get them sent in to evaluate this mass, and then the process gets started. We have to make a diagnosis first. So that usually involves a biopsy of some kind, either by the local pulmonologist, Dr. DiPersio, or the interventional radiologist will put a needle in this mass. We get a diagnosis. Once we have a diagnosis, then we actually have to go through what's called a staging process to see how far advanced the lung cancer really is. The staging involves the size of the tumor, lymph node involvement, and spread outside the chest. And once we have a better idea about the stage, then we identify the options for treatment. If an early stage lung cancer is generally best treated by surgery, but there are situations where patients have an early stage lung cancer that we define by the staging process that they're not candidates for surgery, and then Dr. Allen can step in and treat those patients who are with early stage lung cancer.
So if you've got a history of lung cancer in your family, having a low dose CAT scan is probably a good idea.
It probably, may have some benefit for those patients, but smoking will drive that is greater than, it depends on the cancer, but for lung cancer, smoking is by far the greatest risk factor. It's more than family history.
Okay.
So family history has not yet been correlated to benefits of CT scanning, but smoking history is. So they'll be covered by most insurances.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that I'd understood is the low dose CAT scan wasn't covered by insurance. Is that changed?
So,
Casey,
no, it's definitely covered by insurance and annually actually for annual screenings. But you have to sit with your physician and go through Medicare published, it's a decision-making tool that, do you qualify for this? Are you at risk for it? And once that's completed and that decision has been made with your physician, then it is covered by most plans.
Okay. So if your physician, in conjunction with you, says that, you need to have this, it's covered.
Yeah. It should be. And most insurers will cover up to age 80. I think Medicare may top off at 77. Depends on the insurer, but it's usually covered these days.
Can you use this linear accelerator on anything else?
So, a lot of patients we do treat a lot of solid tumors. So lung is a very common cancer that we'll treat, but also breast cancer or prostate patients with rectal cancer. For instance, a lot of head and neck cancers or lymphomas are commonly treated with radiation. So, but the most common would be lung, prostate, breast, followed by head and neck.
Okay. All right.
Would you mind telling the community how much of an investment your company and your partners have made?
So sure. I've been in town for about 12 years now, and one of the things we want to do for our field of radiation oncology, we really wanted to have the newest equipment, and we didn't have that in town. And I think that for me personally, that's something that really mattered to bring up the quality of care. And it wasn't something I was able to make happen elsewhere. So I have a group of partners. We're all radiation oncologists. But the center in town is approximately a $10 million investment. So because it's very expensive for this equipment, so we've really done a lot to try to improve quality of care here for cancer care for the Redding community.
Yep, so I put it in a vault too.
Yeah. You come in there sometime and have some guy just laying there sleeping because you broke into your place. It's not a good idea.
Can't get out.
Right.
That's just a significant investment, and the community thanks you for that.
It is a significant, and it does have a significant impact then, would you say, Dr. Brissett, on people with lung cancer?
Oh, it's no question. I think in the past, when there were certain patients that were poor operative candidates, we had to think about options for treatment. And having a facility in Redding that provides state-of-the-art treatment and patients don't have to travel outside of Redding to see either the Bay Area or Sacramento is just a huge benefit to patients to have that option available locally.
Well, anytime you don't have to travel, like the VA, I mean, we used to send cancer patients all the way down to Costa Mesa or someplace, and it was like a 3-hour trip down, get a treatment, come back, 3 hours in the in the van coming back, and thank God that's changed.
And Carl, I want to say it's not just that's true for the radiation, but it's also true from the surgical side. Dr. Brissett's the only one doing the robotic thoracic or lung surgery, in the North State. So I think that these are, in the years past, they would have had to have gone down to Davis or Stanford or UC San Francisco, UCSF. And right now, you can get state-of-the-art treatment for lung cancer in town, which 5 years
right
ago,
here.
You couldn't have done that.
Well, we're going to have to take another break. We're talking about lung cancer. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking with two of the experts in the field, Dr. Kent Brissett and Dr. Matthew Allen, who brought in a low-dose CAT scan linear accelerator, LINACT, that helps identify it and treat it with specific types of very closely aimed radiation shots. And then Dr. Brissett is using the Da Vinci machine there at Shasta Regional for surgical assistance if somebody has cancer in the lungs. This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of insurance, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With everything that's going on, as crazy things have been for the last year, and they continue to be crazy, how's your retirement plan doing? How's your 401 plan doing? If you want a free review and an evaluation, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. They're going to take a look at it, and like I said, a free review and evaluation. What's happening and maybe some changes that you might want to make. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service Doug and his great crew at B&T. Makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there. It's cloudy. It's not going to rain. Maybe later in the day. Join us at noon, of course, for the celebration for the United States Marine Corps birthday at the Veterans Grove down in Pacific. We have tents up and everything, chairs, so you don't have to worry about getting wet there. Today, of course, November 10th, United States Marine Corps birthday, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business here in town. That's the only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years. So it is absolutely the best barbershop as far as I'm concerned. Man's last stronghold. Linda walked in, said hello to everybody, went out and said, you know, there's so much testosterone in there, I have to shave my legs after she walked out. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. I'm here with Casey Fatch. Good morning, Casey, for CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. And thank you for supporting the Chamber of Commerce show too from Shasta Regional. That's
my pleasure. They're doing, you know, they just keep getting us great, better and better flights to better and better places. I think Vegas coming up.
Vegas is coming. We bought tickets on that first flight. We don't know where we're staying. We don't know what we're going to do. But we just, you know, for $29, you had to do it.
Yeah, you just get right back on the plane for that much. It's perfect.
Well, and you could do that.
You could.
Carl, why aren't we doing a show in Las Vegas then?
I'm trying to think of a way of talking to one of the hotels down there and writing this whole thing off.
There you go.
See if we can do something like that. But we're here talking about lung cancer. This is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And, of course, Casey's here, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. Kent Brousset, who is the surgeon, whom is just really a nice guy. But frankly, one of those people I don't really want to see in his line of work. If you want to go out and do things, you know, that's fine. But it's like Doug McConnell was when he was working for you, who was your heart, your cardiac guy, your heart surgeon, your chest quacker. Didn't really want to see him either. Love having dinner with him, though. And then Dr. Matthew Allen, who is a radiology oncologist. Is that close?
Radiation oncologist.
Radiational oncologist, who has a machine now that does low-dose CAT scans. They keep it in a vault. It's an extremely expensive machine, but what that allows us to do, since Dr. Brousset is the only surgeon up here, and with that machine that you have brings us like cutting edge technology to right here in Redding. Redding's always been famous for having good medical care, but now we're talking about you don't have to go to Davis or any place else for this kind of treatment. One of the things we wanted to talk about that Dr. Allen mentioned during the break was the Da Vinci machine. Dr. Brousset, what exactly, for people who are going, okay, you're talking about this, but what does that do? What does that afford our physicians, our surgeons?
Well, for a long time, the treatment of choice for patients who had early-stage lung cancer was doing what's called a thoracotomy, which means a big whack around the side where you spread the ribs and divide the muscles connecting the ribs and then go in and take out a portion of the lung. And usually the standard operation was what's called a lobectomy, which is one of the a third of the lung on the right and half lung on the left. In that situation, generally the length of stay nationwide is between 6 and 7 days, and time to recovery is often 6 to 8 weeks. So it certainly leaves a lot to be desired, and often takes away about 20% of the patient's lung breathing capacity. With the advent of the Da Vinci, we typically make 4 incisions about 1/2 inch in length, 1 incision about 2 inches in length. And through those 5 incisions, we can put small tubes into the chest, which allow us to resect a portion of the lung involved with the lung cancer. And we have to collapse the lung to do that, but we're able not to make that big thoracotomy incision that was a large part of the thoracic surgery in the past. What that allows in the operating room is to do a better operation, because we can actually take out more lymph nodes, which is very important in trying to identify how far the cancer has spread, and also take out less lung tissue. You know, the lung is divided usually into a lobe, and then there's what are called sublobar resections, which are less than a lobe. And in the past, without the good visualization, we really couldn't do much of that. But with the Da Vinci, we're actually able to do these sublobar resections, which means patients don't have the significant decrease in breathing capacity after surgery. So you'll have it's a win-win for everyone. The length of stays dropped at 2 or 3 days. Complication rates have dropped dramatically compared to what they used to be. And the patient is able to retain more of their lung function because of lesser operation.
Now, Casey, the Da Vinci robotic system, you've got the XI, I believe, but this is constantly evolving also. Is that true?
Well, the technology is constantly evolving, but what's happening now is, you know, the surgeons are just getting better and better and better on and adapting to this technology, because it's to my opinion, I'm not a surgeon, but and I don't play one on TV. But, you know, I do talk to...
You didn't stay at the Holiday Inn last night. Yeah, I got it.
But I do talk to a lot of surgeons. And, you know, it's different than the laparoscopic approach. It's a lot more intuitive. There's less fatigue for the surgeon because they're sitting down at a console. And all of these things. And then there's just much less disturbance of the anatomy. And that's one of the things that really helps in the healing process as well. So,
Dr. Brissett, okay. So you're sitting at a console. Are your hands in something? Are you holding? How does this? I mean, I understand the concept of it, but this is like fly-by-wire. Is that correct? Or how does it work?
Well, it certainly, the analogy to a pilot is appropriate. You have a lot of things. Your hands and your feet are all involved. Your hands are, you know, almost like a set of gloves, so the computer can mimic your hand movements. It has a number of advantages over thoracoscopic surgery, because your thoracoscopic surgery uses instruments that don't have the ability to articulate or move, and with the robot you have many degrees of freedom that you don't have with thoracoscopic surgery. And so it's very similar to the robot mimics your hand movements, and your feet are controlling different other parts of the robot, the camera, which is a huge part of what we do, because in thoracoscopic surgery or laparoscopic surgery, you have a assistant holding the camera. In the robotic approach, you're able to control the camera yourself, so you can actually move the camera
where you want it,
wherever you want it, in and out. It has magnification available to it. So it just has a number of components a number of advantages over thoracoscopic surgery or laparoscopic surgery.
So you probably need a lot of hand-eye coordination on something like this. Doesn't help if your hands shake or anything, I'm sure. But so this whole thing is, so it's your feet are moving, your hands are moving, they're moving the instruments inside the body. You've got a clear 3D definition of what you can see, that you can move that camera. And then it's more precise.
Yeah, the visualization is excellent. It has a magnification, so something you don't have with open surgery. And the instruments are very precise.
Well, and this is – and how long has the Da Vinci been around? I know you all have had one for years. But like you said, the technology keeps evolving.
They started to hit the community. Because remember, they were developed by the military.
Yeah.
And they were started. They started to hit the community hospital level probably late 2008, 2007, in a very primitive form compared to what it is now. So, but we've had a lot of experience using the technology.
What do you see, Dr. Brissett, as the future on this? What else could it do? I mean, will it ever become automated in a way? I mean, that you're on a computer. I mean, doctor still has to be there. I mean, you've still got to have control over it. But
I don't see it ever becoming an algorithmic type operation where you're just going to follow an algorithm to do it. There's too many variables in the human body, and every lung is different. You have to have the ability to rely on your past experience to approach each problem with that experience in mind. And you also have to be available to be able to open the chest if you need to. You know, surgery has a risk, and even though the risks are very small, there's always that risk available. So the surgeon has to be in the room, has to be available if there's complications to deal with those in a safe and timely fashion. So I don't see the computer ever replacing the surgeon. I think as technology evolves, surgeons will get better, and with experience, we keep getting better.
Okay. We're with Dr. Kent Brissett, who is the lung surgeon here that takes care of the – are you the only one in town? Yeah, I think you said that there's not a lot of you out there that are trained with the Da Vinci and be able to work like this.
Well, there's three or four cardiothoracic surgeons in town. I'm a thoracic surgeon,
okay.
But nobody else is doing robotic lung surgery between Sacramento and Portland.
Okay. And then, of course, Dr. Matthew Allen, who is a radiological oncologist.
Radiation
oncologist. Has a low-dose CAT scan here that was just the only one between, what, Sacramento and...
So, yeah. We don't have a low-dose CT scanner.
That's at the hospital.
Casey has that.
Oh, what
so, but I have I a Leonard Accelerator. So it treats the patients. Right. I can use radiation to treat cancer.
Okay. Got it.
So, which is we have, but they're diagnosed... such as with Casey up at the hospital.
We find it and they treat it.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
But what we have is a very advanced linear accelerator so that enables us to do treatments that I couldn't do here in town before, so which is nice. And I just kind of to piggyback on when you were talking to Dr. Brissett, you know, some of those patients that he operates on will need chemotherapy or radiation, so I do see some of those patients afterwards, and we have seen those recoveries. Those patients in the past, after those surgeries, we might see a couple weeks out, and these patients, you can see the recovery is so much more rapid with a robotic approach compared to what we might have seen a few years ago.
Okay.
So I know that what he's doing is making a difference for these patients.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. You're looking for that Christmas present, right? How about a lesson from Northern Firearms Instruction, and you give a loved one a CCW class or take it with them, private classes, or you can be part of a group. Northern Firearms Instruction has a variety of instruction methods, whether we can do it at your leisure, or you can be in one of the classes. There are 8-hour classes and 12-hour classes that will enable you to obtain your CCW. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Our Heroes Dreams. Please join us for an exceptional evening this November 13th. Help us make a difference in the lives of our local veterans, law enforcement officers, and first responders. This is an excellent night of fundraising dinner, motivational speakers, and a live auction and raffle. For ticket information, call Mike at 707-287-2939 or Patrick at 530-222-3223. And let's make the difference in Our Heroes Dreams this November 13th.
What?
Baseball is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bikes every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Crackling rosy, get on board.
Neil Diamond, you can never go wrong. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow we're going to be at Crown Motors, and it's going to be a salute to the Veterans Day down there. We'll be talking to veterans and organizations that assist veterans. If you're up at 7, come on down and say hello. You're a veteran, come on to the show and let me praise you, and as our community does too, for serving our country. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Allen, who is a radiation oncologist who has a linear accelerator, which allows him to treat very precisely cancers here. It's the only machine like this between, gosh, you can be treated here instead of having to go down to UC Davis or any of those. And then Dr. Kent Brissett, and who is here is the man who is the thorax surgeon over at Shasta Regional, and we're talking about lung cancer this during the show. But one of the things that is important is safety in the hospital and those types. But when you all just got an A rating.
Correct.
And what does that entail?
So the LeapFrog organization uses a composite score to determine a hospital's safety rating, and that's based on the least amount of risk for a patient to come away with an injury or some type of a mistake that happened during their care. And it's quite an extensive program, and it's all based on publicly reported data. You can't buy the score. Everything comes out of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and several other organizations that collect medical claims. And so for the first time that I've been here, at least, we've finally have achieved a letter score of an A. So this is the equivalent of, I mean, it's a big deal. It's like the old, restaurant ratings where you go into a restaurant and if you saw a D on the window, you'd probably turn around and leave. I know I would. Okay. And quite frankly, we should have to post these on the front of the hospital as well. Because it's a big red flag for any individual that's going to go in and have care that there could be some potential risk there. So this A that we have is quite an accomplishment. It's the doctors, it's the staff, it's a team sport to be able to get this kind of a score.
Where do people find ratings like this?
This one's on Leapfrog Safety Score, the website. You just have to Google that in, or you can go and look up any hospital in the country.
Do we have, so the rest of the hospitals were also rated then, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the hospitals in this area are rated. St. Elizabeth's in Red Bluff was a B, and Mercy Medical Center is a D.
Okay.
So that's where we stand.
That's interesting. I know you've always gotten high ratings from Medicaid and Medicare for a number of different things.
Yeah,
lack of surgical complications, cardiac care, and all that.
Yeah, there's three main indicators. There's the Loan Institute, which we just scored like 24th in the state out of 310 hospitals and 260th in the country out of 3,020 hospitals or something like that. So we scored pretty high on that as well. We're 3 stars for RCMS rating. We hope to get that fourth one this go around, so we're working hard on it.
Okay. Other technology, Dr. Allen. We talked about that a little bit.
Sure, and you know a couple things. So at Valor Oncology, which is the center that I'm part of here in town and help build. The linear accelerator can be used for several things. So for lung cancer, we're able to do these very precise treatments called SBRT or SABR, stereotactic-bladed body radiation therapy. And so that's giving cure rates for early-stage lung cancers for patients that can have surgery or decline it, getting pretty close to the surgeons. Not quite there, but it's a big improvement. And so that's a nice option. Some of the other things that are happening, so lung cancer now, it used to be you had stage 4 lung cancer. They felt, that survival was probably about in the 5 to 10% range and at most. And it was figured out that you couldn't really do a lot for those patients. Well, that's been changing a lot. So one of the things that's changing is for patients that only have a couple sites of cancer that has spread, say it's gone to the bone in one or two spots, there's new data where you can do radiation to those areas, this type of SABR SBRT treatment, and we're improving survival. So we're seeing those patients living, up to a year or more longer for stage 4 lung cancer patients. It's a big improvement. So they may get that treatment. They will often have some type of chemotherapy or targeted treatment or immunotherapy, and those patients are living longer. If we get rid of the sites of gross disease, that's the sites you can see on a scan, those patients will live longer because it can't spread and feed to other parts of the body. So that's a nice improvement. And I think one of the other areas, lung cancer is the most common cancer to go to the brain. And I was telling you, brain metastasis is what it's called. And one of the nice things that with our equipment is that often with a lung cancer patient, they'll have multiple lesions that gone to the brain. I can treat all those at the same time. So in the past, with old equipment I had, it might take me an hour more to treat a patient with 3 or 4 brain lesions. I can do that now in 10 or 12 minutes. So, and typically just a couple of treatments, 1 to 5 treatments for those patients. So that makes a big difference. So that's part of what at Valor Oncology we've been able to bring to the community. So we're excited about that.
Where are you all located at?
So we're at 923 Dana Drive, right across from the mall. So we're right across from Panda Express and Chase and right by Chipotle. So
by Chipotle.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the phone number of people in the community?
Yeah. So we're 530-900-4000. So 904,000.
It's amazing. Linear technology like this, linear accelerators. I just, every time you come in here, Casey, it's something else. And congratulations on your A rating. I mean, that's huge. I like your the way you said it was. It's kind of like going, you go to a restaurant and they have to post me someplace. Oh, okay, this is A, D. But yeah. I go into a D restaurant. You know what? You said you wouldn't. Now, you got to think where I come from. Yeah. Well, are they serving, like,
burritos in there?
No, I was in one of my favorite Italian restaurants and just happened to be sitting over by the window and looked up and it was they had to post it obscurely and it was a C and I was like, oh my gosh, what? Place is outstanding though. And then if anybody wants to get in to see Dr. Brissett,
how do we do that?
Just a simple phone call will get you in the door. The number is 247-8200.
Okay. Perfect. And three of the experts here in town when it comes to our keeping ourselves physically healthy around here. It's always nice knowing you, Casey. Goes, hey, can you get me in to see Matthew? I don't want to see Matthew, but can I get in there?
Yeah, you generally don't ask if you don't need to.
No, that's for sure. You don't. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being with us. And thanks. Thank you so much. It's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. There's new ways we've learned today to be, that you can detect it earlier. If you can detect it earlier, you've got a much better chance of surviving via the linear accelerator or using the Da Vinci machine here with Dr. Brissett, getting in there and being